It's a download here at 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman, let's carry out. Here today's top story as well. It's Pritzker versus Rauner. The election promises all the excitement of a charity black tie gala, except a cash bar. These rich guys never go open bar, do they? It's always cash bar. Actually, Twitter was saying the food last night at Pritzker's party was super expensive. Like $10 sandwiches. Who do you think you are? Panera? Is Panera running for something? He's probably running for something, too. Can't these guys do a Mortimer and Randolph and just spend a dollar on this social experiment called the gubernatorial election and donate the rest to balancing the Illinois budget? Because they can't outspend each other. Am I the only one that's seen war games? The only way to win is to not play. These uber-rich candidates will take on kitchen table issues, which would be my first debate question. What does a kitchen table look like?
Yeah, that's great. I haven't been down to the servants' quarters in,
The race for governor will be interesting, and there's a lot to unpack as the two candidates will have to rely on their messaging more than their money. We'll have plenty of time to get to the issues and the nonstop billionaire bits. I promise you that. The AG race, State Senator Kwame Raoul beat Pat Quinn. Could this be the last of Pat Quinn? Maybe. But have no fear, he may be available to mow lawns this summer. He's got the, I mean, who doesn't have the best manual lawn mower on the block? And this dude is, I can't get enough. He'll never be able to live down that commercial of him out in front of his house mowing his lawn with a manual lawnmower. Like somehow, somewhere in there, they were like, you know what? Go manual. Take us back. Show us you're a guy from the 30s. Love that commercial. The Republicans go with Erica Harold, who was Miss America and a Harvard grad, which, I don't know, what does she put down for extra skills on her resume? Play guitar? What does it matter where she went to college? Everyone always says that, right? Seems weird to keep saying that. Yeah. Kwame Raoul versus Erica Harold. Two candidates with four first names. Yeah. Cool. The Cook County Assessor's Office, Fritz Kagi, beat incumbent Joe Berrios in the upset that really wasn't an upset. It started a chorus of questions today like, is the Cook County Democratic machine dead? Maybe the question should be, why do we think that the Cook County Democratic machine could overcome the fact that Berrios has had the worst 3 months in the history of politics? Seriously, if he did overcome and win this election, we'd all be like, what a scam. The machine did it again? But he loses, and we're like, have they lost their ability to scam? What do you want? What else in Cook County? Preckwinkle won, but John Fritchie and Richard Boykin are out as Cook County commissioners. Gee, we thought the soda tax fallout would be all about Tony Taxwinkle. Love that. Taxwinkle. But two of the commissioners in favor of the repeal are gone instead. And you said that the Cook County Democratic machine was dead. Referenda items. Cook County voters said yes to the non-binding, non-crucial, non-gonna-happen legalization of marijuana. They put that question on the ballot and others, so they didn't have to put elected school board or constitutional convention on there instead. You like, the questions are so simple. Do you like health care? Aren't opioids terrible? A train going 60 miles per hour arrives at the station at 3 p.m. Show your math. Those were the four questions. We'll talk much more about the election on our panel coming up here right after the news. Other stories happening around today. Everybody hates Facebook now? Is that a thing? Really? Ever since the news came out that political consultants had illegally, obtained how many times we skipped the like button for the love or the wow button? Users are saying enough's enough and the stock is dropping. Somehow this is associated to Trump, but don't be faked by this news. When Democrats do the same thing, they're progressive and using social media in a cool way. Republicans do it, and everyone's like, I need to take a shower right now. Also, can we take a step back and realize that perhaps we are the problem here? Stop liking everything, right? Maybe throw off the political consultants a bit. Like that death metal page and Amy Grant. You know? Maybe a Mike Huckabee page and Elizabeth Warren. Peanut butter and jelly. And then like the download page. That'll show them. The Fed raised the key interest rate today, saying that the economy is getting stronger, so it's time to jack up the rates. And they may do it two more times this year, maybe three times next year. Before we know it, the interest rate's going to be all Jimmy Carter up in here. You want 27% on this loan? You got it. Sounds like a steal. So the economy. I am such a layman when it comes to the economy. I'm like, hey, it's going well, so jack up the rates on your credit card. That's good. It's a good thing. Right. In weather, oh, wait, I got one before that. Amazon's in town to survey the possibility of a second headquarters here. The governor was on Roe and Anna today, and he said that the plan to woo them was confidential. Oh, okay. Please don't take them to Navy Pier. Right? Please? You could take them there once, but don't take them twice. Nobody goes twice. Please. You bring your aunt and uncle to Navy Pier once. Don't do it twice. Also, if I find out that the guys who played the Blues Brothers, the impression of Blues Brother, if they're involved in this wooing of Amazon, no, you're all out. You all have to move to Nashville. And weather, is today the first day of spring? Was yesterday? Man, have we gotten wise to the official beginning of spring or what? Nobody even mentions it anymore because we know the first real day of spring is Cinco de Mayo. That's when the weather changes. In sports, the Loyola Ramblers were stranded at the airport in Atlanta. What? Unacceptable. I put this squarely on Sister Jean. She should be coordinating limos, arguing with police escorts, threatening the wrath of God on Uber X drivers in the Atlanta area. What do you mean they're stranded? Show some respect, NCAA. We are single-handedly giving you the feel-good storyline of your boring March Madness tournament. And this is how you thank the Ramblers? You don't pick them up at the airport? I'll bet Kentucky flew private jet right to the hotel. They just skipped the airport, landed right on the top of the Marquis Marriott, whatever it was. It's ridiculous. Hey, chip on shoulder, Loyola. They don't pick you up from the airport, you go to the Final Four. Boom. The mayor made a donut bet with the mayor of Reno today. What? I guess that's the home of the University of Nevada. The Ramblers, that's the Ramblers' opponent tomorrow night. Donuts. Come on. It's Loyola. It's Rogers Park. Should have been a Satan burger from Heartland Cafe. Or a 10-minute shopping spree from that Coconuts on Sheridan. Oh, that's not there anymore? Yeah. Are they just stealing the city's soul? How can we be a city without a Coconuts? Also, donuts? Those donuts better have Italian beef on them. That's all I'm saying, right? Sox and Cubs are about to break camp this weekend, ready for the opener, which is, what, in 10 days or so? The Sox seem to be set on having Yoan Moncada lead off. Usually not a leadoff hitter, but let's see if he can go all George Springer on the league, huh? Jose Abreu got hurt yesterday, slightly pulled hammy. Also, Nicky Delmonico a little banged up. And Matt Davidson has hit his way into the starting third baseman job. I like that. James Shield is the opening day starter for the club. I like that a little less. But sounds good. The Cubs, the only question is where they're going to fit everyone at the start of the year. Happ is playing lights out, but not sure if he starts over Albert Elmora in center or over Baez at second. Also, Brandon Morrow, is he the closer? What's happening there? Is he the closer? I'm not even sure who would be the closer if it's not him, so we'll find out. The Bulls did what they had to do last night, lost to the Knicks. Good work. Stay on target. More Zipser, less Markkanen for the rest of this miserable season. If you are not the worst five by the end of the season, what was this septic tank season for anyway? If you come back to us as Chicago fans, hey, we secured the ninth pick. No, not acceptable. Also, the Blackhawks were officially eliminated from playoff contention last night. And to add insult to injury, the Nashville Predators are the best team in the NHL. Going to be a stingy Stanley Cup playoffs this year, Blackhawks fan. Very stingy. Ouch. And finally tonight, the Lollapalooza lineup is out, and Bruno Mars is the headliner. He'll join Jack White, The Weeknd, Arctic Monkeys, Vampire Weekend, and LL Cool J. LL Cool J from NCIS is going to be on stage at Lollapalooza? Odd choice. Who's next? The guy from CSI? No, I don't buy it. It's a music festival, guys. LL Cool J. He's got cool hats. That's the carryout for March 21st. Hey, we're not sure if today's the first day of spring, but if it is, well, nothing changes. We still have stew. All right, coming up, we'll get into our primary coverage from the Daily Line. AD Quigg, Heather Sharon, and Ray Hodge are going to join us. That's the download tonight. Stay with us.